Morning to you, down from Leeds here for the weekend or something. Excellent. Well, now, the other day, I was in the garden with Charlotte, and we were what were we doing, Charlotte? We were... We'll take 5 minutes break here, I think, yeah. What were we throwing to each other? Balls. Plural note, balls. Because we had this, or Charlotte had, this wonderful idea. Rather than just throwing a ball to each other, because we thought we needed a bit of catching practice after a rounders game at school, came in for some adverse comment, so we were doing some catching practice. And then Charlotte had this idea, I know, we can throw two balls. One, you know, you catch and throw at the same time. Now there's a test of coordination. Well, the first time we did that, the inevitable result followed. That I managed to concentrate on the ball I was throwing, but was not concentrating so much on the ball that Charlotte was throwing at me. And do you remember where the ball landed? I will tell you if you don't remember. About here, on my chin. And I thought, ah, this takes a little extra concentration and effort here. Now, there's a saying which rather goes with what I've just been describing there. Don't take your eye, can you complete the saying?
Off the ball.
Off the ball. Don't take your eye off the ball. That ball, I was concentrating on the ball I was throwing rather than the ball that Charlotte was throwing, landed here. It didn't land here, other places there, but anyway, no great damage done. Don't take your eye off the ball. Now, yesterday in London, it was interesting. One of the brethren who was speaking at the seminary, he said the very same thing. Don't take your eye off the ball. And I had a wry smile to myself and said, yes, I can attest to the wisdom of that. But the point he was making, which is really the most important point of all, and he was making this to us, don't take your eye off the ball. In other words, don't lose sight of what is most vital and most important. What do you think he had in mind? What do you think he had in mind? What's the most vital and the most important thing not to take your eye off?
Jesus.
The Lord Jesus. The Bible. The gospel. Having faith in Christ. Don't lose sight of the most important things. Because just if you took your eye off the ball in a game, you could drop a catch, or you get the ball in your eye rather than where it's meant to be. Don't miss the main point. Concentrate on what is the most important thing of all. Don't take your eye off the ball. Don't lose sight of it. It might land on your head otherwise, or it'll land behind you, or you'll drop it, or you'll get it landing on your chin. Don't take your eye off the Lord Jesus, whatever you're doing. Wherever you are, playing, outside, with your friends, keep always in view the most important things of all, which are the things of Christ. Don't take your eye off the ball. Well, may the Lord bless us this morning, and we're going to sing now our next hymn, To God Be the Glory, 113.